Hello?
Yeah, this is Al Jolson at Kraft Music Hall. Who? Bing Crosby. No, Bing, I'm sorry. No, I just can't do it. No, Bing, not for any amount of money. Bing, I don't give singing lessons.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar LeBand, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, Miss Peggy Lee. So keep on a-looking for a bluebird, and a-listening for his song.
Just a minute, Ken, that's my theme song.
Whenever a frost shower.
Ken, please, that's my song. Ken, I'm working for a living.
La, la, la.
Ken, wait a minute. You ought to know that April Shower's my theme song. Why did you sing it?
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Al. But after all, I've heard you sing that song week after week, month after month, and I suddenly thought to myself, I can do that. And I did.
Ken, I notice you never do anything like that with Bing Crosby.
Well, somehow, Al, when I hear Bing Crosby, I never feel I can sing as well as him.
Ken, I want to ask you something. Do you like to listen to Don Wilson?
Oh, Don? Very much, yes.
You may hear him. And now, folks, I'd like to sing Oh, You Great Big Beautiful Doll, a song from George Jessel's new musical, The 20th Century Fox. You know, it's a funny thing how men grow up to be something different than their parents expect. Take Jessel. He's a successful movie producer and a wonderful after-dinner speaker. But when he was a baby, his mother said she hoped Georgie would grow up to be a singer. His father said Georgie would be no good. Well, they both got their wish. Jessel grew up to be a no-good singer. All right, Lou, let's give Jessel's picture a plug. Come on, boy.
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you, oh. You beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I fear you'd break. No, 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 oh, oh, you beautiful doll. Beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you, oh. You beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, I'm a heart will ache. I wanna hug you, but I fear you'd break. No, 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 oh. Oh, you beautiful doll.
You know, there's certain foods that almost every homemaker keeps in the refrigerator all the time. Butter, eggs, milk, cream, salad dressing, and so on. Well, another good food that really belongs on the ever-ready list is Kraft Pasteurized Process American, the golden cheese with a rich, medium-mellow flavor that most folks like best. The American cheese you can count on to melt perfectly every time. With a loafer package of mellow Kraft American, you can produce husky lunch and sandwiches or evening snacks at a moment's notice. You're all set to make glorious cheese sauce that'll stretch leftovers into a thrifty main dish. And Kraft American gives you the golden key to many a nutritious, money-saving casserole. Get your refrigerator stocked with this favorite and see what a joy it is to have Kraft American on hand. Get genuine Kraft American with a rich, mellow goodness most folks like best of all.
And... you delivered that message from Kraft very nicely.
Well, thank you, Al. But you know, I think it might be interesting if sometime I sang it. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth so I can eat Kraft cheese.
Al, that was very nice. You're singing better than ever today.
Oscar, that was Ken Carpenter. He suddenly thinks he's a singer. Next thing you know, he wants to take my place. Isn't that ridiculous, Oscar? Oscar, don't you agree with me?
I never take sides in a Cold War. I always end up a popsicle.
Maybe Ken could replace me. After all, I'm just a fad that caught on and refuses to let go.
Don't you believe it, Al. The entertainment world has always needed you. Whenever there was a change in show business, they called upon Al Jolson. You left minstrel shows to go to vaudeville, and you left vaudeville to go to Broadway.
That's right, Oscar. And when Talking Pictures came in, I left Broadway to make the jazz singer. Then an inventor by the name of Mark Coney happened to hear Amos and Andy and decided to call it radio. And so, radio was born. And daytime serials were born. Quiz shows were born. And H.V. was Calton born.
And now we'll have television, and you'll probably be there.
Not only will I be there, but I'm planning on having my own radio and television station.
That's just like Jolson. Everybody but him gets an offer from another network. So he starts one of his own.
I may even take you with me, Oscar. I can just see our little station going on the air. Now get the picture. Station ASA. That's Asa spelled backwards. It's on the air, yes, sir, and presents in person North Dakota's Nightingale, Miss Peggy Lee.
I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and build our little love nest. I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and build our little love nest. I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to go where you go. Why don't you let me do what you do? Come on, get me to make love, then I'll be happy.
That was Miss Peggy Lee singing that I'll be happy on the new Al Jolson station, ASA. Miss Lee was brought to you through the courtesy of the Encino Pet Shop. Now, here's a message from the sponsor. Tweet, tweet. Bird owners, have you tried Mother Last Fogel's bird gravel? The only bird gravel containing dynamite? Your canary will get a bang out of it. Friends, Mother Last Fogel knows exactly what kind of bird gravel your canary wants. And why? Because Mother Last Fogel is a canary herself. Peggy, I want to thank you for coming down to Station ASA.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Al.
Just think, now you've worked for both Bing Crosby and Al Jolson.
Yeah, I've gone from the groaner to the grunter.
This is an Oscar Levant with the corners round it all. Peggy, by the way, don't you have a program of your own?
Yes, Al, I'm a cigarette girl for Chesterfield. They satisfy.
I don't know about the cigarette, but the girl does. Say, Peggy, I have an idea. Why don't you move your Chesterfield show over to my station?
Hey, that's not bad. I could move over to the Jolson station and get a capital loss.
We interrupt today's musical program for a dispatch from Cairo, Egypt. But none of us understand Egyptian. So back to the program.
Peggy. Hey, please excuse us. Oscar and I have a little musical offering. Folks, the following number is sent to you by the Fungus Perfume Company, makers of the six wonderful perfumes. Passion, smoldering passion, burning passion, super passion, and stop already.
Al, may I give a testimonial?
Sure, go ahead, Oscar.
Men, I too use fungus perfumes. Before I go dancing, I put a drop behind each ear. The only trouble is, it's hard to get a girl to dance behind my ear.
Oscar, that kind of talk can only ruin my radio station. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar Levan is approaching the piano. He slips out of his bathrobe, rubs his hand in the rosin, slips on his 11-inch gloves, and is now ready to fight Frederick Chopin.
Of Schmo, the amazing new product, bring you the family that all America loves, the Schneckenburgers, with Peggy Lee as Mother Schneckenburger and Al Jolson as Father Schneckenburger. But first, a word from our sponsor. Friends, have you tried Schmo, the only product for which there is absolutely no use? Our chemists are working night and day to find something that it's good for. So keep a jar handy, and as soon as they come up with something, we'll let you know. And now for the Schneckenburgers. As we join them today, this family that all America loves, we find Al and Peggy sitting in the parlor just before dinner.
Oh, Al, sweetheart.
Yes, Peggy, darling.
Dearest. You know I hate to worry about the children, but I'm awfully concerned about little Gregory. Do you think he's too thin?
Why, what makes you think he's too thin?
Well, this morning he pulled the stopper out of the bathtub and slipped down the drain.
Well, wasn't that cute of him? Remind me to go down to the river and look for him Wednesday. He should be coming through by then.
Oh, darling, you're so lazy.
Lazy?
I wonder if after dinner you'd wash the dishes, wash the kitchen floor, and wash the back porch.
What about the maid?
You leave her alone. Let her wash herself.
I'll do anything you wish, darling, but let's eat now.
All right. I'll call our youngest son, dear little Oscar. Oscar! Oscar, dear!
Coming, Mommy. Here I am.
Isn't he sweet? Isn't he just too precious to live?
I can see you've had the same thought I had. Well, let's sit down to dinner.
Oscar, darling, where have you been all this time?
I just got home. The teacher kept me at the school again.
The nerve of that teacher. I'm going to speak to her.
Please, Daddy, don't break up a good thing. Gee, I'm so hungry. Let's eat.
Now, before anyone touches the food, I'm sure Daddy has something he wants to say. Speak, Daddy.
Pass the meatball.
Al, Angel, don't you remember what day this is?
No. Pass the meatball.
Sweetheart, you must remember. This is my birthday.
Happy birthday, and pass the meatball.
Oh, dear. Oscar, don't be so careless with your food. You're soiling the tablecloth.
What are you talking about? I'm eating neat.
You call that neat? Hanging your lower lip under the plate and banking the peas in off the meatball?
I couldn't make it off the carrots. It's a two-cushion shot.
Oscar, you've just got to learn to behave. Were you a good boy today?
Oh, yes, Mommy. I spent all morning in our workshop making things. Look, Pop, look at what I made. It's a time bomb.
A time bomb? Mommy, he made a time bomb. Ah. Isn't that cute? What time is it set for, darling?
5:30.
What a coincidence. It's just 5:29 and a half now.
Is it? Then just listen. You're going to hear something pretty.
Ladies and gentlemen, starting tomorrow, the makers of Schmo, for obvious reasons, will bring you an entirely new family.
Station ASA brings you 75 hours of music with Jolly Jolie, the disc jockey.
Ah, greetings, cat. This is Jolly Jolie at the turntable. And we've got some wonderful surprise guests tonight. But first, I'm going to play an old record. Columbia, the gem of the ocean. Hello? Okay. Sure. Goodbye. The president of the network asks if I make it NBC, the gem of the ocean. Ah, wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet. Here's a record of Al Jolson singing Back in Your Own Backyard. How does that guy keep going anyhow?
Lovebird with feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane. Back in your own backyard.
Now you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard. Who just walked in the studio? Oscar Levan.
Hello, Jolly Jolly.
Oscar, what are you doing in town?
I'm here for National Fig Week.
What's National Fig Week, Oscar?
What do you think? It's a week where everybody is kind of fig.
Oscar, this is a request program, so pick out a number you'd like to hear.
Well, I'd like to hear the Tchaikovsky Concerto played by Oscar Levan. But if I know you, it's going to sound more like Peggy Lee and Al Jolson singing So Long, Mary.
That's right. And it's going to be So Long, Mary. And we're singing it for George, John, Groucho, Jack, Harry, and the rest of the boys trapped in the card room of the Friars Club.
It's awfully nice of all you boys to see me off today.
So long, Mary.
I didn't think you'd care if I should either go or stay.
You're wrong, Mary.
Yes, I'm going to other lands to dwell. Awfully nice of you to wish me well. Hardly thought a soul in New Rochelle would even come to stay.
So long, Mary. Mary, we will miss you so.
I think I'll stick around.
So long, Mary. How we hate to see you go.
I think I like this time.
And we'll all be longing for you, Mary, while you roam.
So long, Asa.
Don't forget to come back.
That was a lot of fun. What do you say if we do summertime?
Good. And may it be here soon.
Summertime. And the living is easy.
Fish are jumping. And the cotton is high. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing.
Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take to the stars.
But till that morning, there's a nothing can harm you.
With Daddy and Nanny standing by.
Station ASA is signing off, and we turn you over now to the Kraft Music Hall on NBC. And I do mean NBC, where I'll be the rest of the season. I want to be exclusive. Now, an important message from Kent Carpenter.
When it comes to dessert, there's one that's the top favorite with just about every man in these United States. The good old American specialty, fresh apple pie and cheese. And it's no chore these days for American women to produce this favorite. A flaky crusted pie is a cinch with pie crust mix. To show you how simple it is, food dealers have a combination special featuring pie crust mix and the Kraft cheese to go with that easy pie. So when you shop tomorrow, visit your dealer's apple pie and cheese display and get plenty of Kraft cheese. If your folks like sharp cheddar flavor, get Kraft's famous Old English pasteurized processed cheese. If they prefer mild flavor, the cheese food Velveeta is for you. But if, like most folks, they love cheese that's rich and medium mellow, get Kraft Pasteurized Process American. Serve a great big wedge or slice of that gloriously good cheese with your fresh apple pie, and just look at the smiles around your table. You know, pie without cheese is like a salad without dressing. Always give the folks the whole treat, their favorite pie with plenty of their favorite Kraft variety.
Folks, I guess that most people know that a good many of the songs I sing were written many years ago. Yes, many years ago. But I believe that a song about a girl, romance and love, can never grow old. And I think that this song I'm going to sing now, well...
Marquita, Marquita, I still hear you calling me back to your arms once again. I still feel the spell of your last kiss upon me. Since then life has all been in vain. All has been sadness without you, Marquita. Each day finds me lonely and blue. My poor heart is broken. I want you, Marquita. I need you, Marquita. I do.
Good night, everybody.
Peggy Lee appears with the courtesy of the Chesterfield Supper Club. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Goldsmith, Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra, and our guest, John Davis.
Heavens, there's the chime. Already it's dinner time.
I want my meal, and quick if you please.
Okay, my master, we'll have macaroni and cheese.
There's a smart girl. She knows about Kraft Dinner.
You bet I do. Kraft Dinner gives me tender macaroni.
With swell cheese flavor through and through.
And it's ready in 7 minutes cooking time.
Yes, just 7 minutes cooking time, and Kraft Dinner gives you wonderful macaroni and cheese. A thrifty main dish that costs just a few cents a serving. Get some tomorrow. Ask for a box of Kraft Dinner. And be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.